Hi, this is Ron Herder with the Great Northern Blues Society, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
You can't play a playboy, so don't you even try. You can't play a playboy, so don't you even try. Got eyes all over town, baby, and I know when you lied. You can't play a playboy, you know that's a fact. Well, you can't play a playboy, oh, you know that's a fact. Yeah, you better stop that flirting, baby, or you better watch your back.
Been. I know where you are right now. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, and of course as a podcast. Opening up the programme, J.W. Jones. Somewhere deep in the back of my brain, I thought J.W., I think it stands for John Wayne. John Wayne Jones out of Canada, and a track from the album from 2 years ago called Blue Listed, and opening up the show, and Can't Play a Playboy. Wherever you are, welcome. We've got a usual mix of new and old. A live guest, Ollie Brown, will be here talking about his new album, produced by Mike Vernon, playing at Glastonbury, his new signature guitar. All of that still to come. And, of course, some emails to respond to, all the usual things. Let's move from J.W. Jones from 2 years ago to, what, 6, 7 years ago now, the album Blues to the Bone. Etta James, here she is with Driving Wheel.
My baby don't have to worry. They don't have to rob and steal. My baby don't have to work. You don't have to rob and steal. I'll give him everything he needs. I am his driving wheel. Oh, said he'd be back soon. I said he left me this morning, said he'd be back real soon. Back early Friday morning or late Saturday afternoon. Now listen, wrote my baby a letter, don't want no one to break the seal. Did I broke to break the seal. This letter goes to my baby, I am his driving wheel. Now wait a minute, I wanna tell you something. I wanna tell you about my baby. I wanna tell you about my baby. Every time he walks, I shake like a leaf shaking on a tree. Every time he talks, seems like a chill runs over me. I want you to come on. Your steak, potatoes, and tea.
What does she mean?
Oh, yeah.
Get your steak and potatoes. I think that may be a euphemism, I guess. Haven't played that for ages, about 9 years, when I played it originally then by the guy who wrote it, Albert King. We've played it a couple of times in the 11 years the show has been running. There it is from a couple of years ago, 6 years ago, in fact. Etta James, Blues to the Bone was the album, and that's called Driving Wheel. Some great emails have come in this week. Thanks for all the comments that have come in. Unusually, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about repetition on UK radio stations, picking up the idea from the American radio stations, who have a very tight, very short playlist. And Paul Ferrabee, I think it was Paul, yes, it was Paul, sort of said, the thing is, you talk about repetition and how you don't repeat, but however, I download all the blues podcasts. So I have Austin Riffs, Bandana Blues, The Roadhouse, yourself, Cliff McKnight's, Nothing But the Blues, and so on. And when I have my commute, my six-hour commute, I hear all the programmes one in a row, and you all, if when you get a new album out, you all play the same tracks, which, of course, is very true indeed. Talking about other emails, what's his name? I've forgotten. It'll come back to me. He's in Austin, Texas. Joe Walton, there we are, it's come back to me. Joe Walton had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Joe. We'll play this one for you. John Mayall in Austin, Texas, from a couple of years ago, and Wake Up Call. Track recorded about 4 years ago in Austin, Texas, a place I still haven't yet been to, but one day we'll get there. Hopefully for South by Southwest next year. And as for Joe Walton, also in Austin, Texas. Joe had a birthday a couple of days ago. Happy birthday, Joe. John Mayall and Wake Up Call. The Raven and the Blues. A new CD which came out towards the end of last year called Rough Dried Woman comes from Magic Slim, this time without the teardrops. And here is the title track of the CD, Rough Dried Women.
Thank you.
pronounced it incorrectly. I gave it the plural. It's Rough Ride, Singular Woman. Magic Slim and his new CD came out at the end of last year, and Rough Ride Woman. It's amazing, you know, thanks now to a guy who lives pretty close to me now. We've met once. He only lives about 6 miles away, but a regular to the show. That's Bob Inman. He was listening to Bandana Blues about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and the first track on the show that week was fabulous. And I must admit, I thought so too, but didn't do anything about it. Bob did. He chased the guy and found out where the track had come from. And bearing in mind the Bandana Blues comes from Philadelphia, you'd imagine, therefore, that the artists he played would tend to be American-based. But this time, the band were called David Migdon and the Dirty Words, and they're not Philadelphia, not even USA. They're from Kent, actually. David is a lecturer at university in Kent, and he lectures in music and the like. And together with the Dirty Words, they are a kind of a band of all kind of genres. Blues, country, jazz, all the bits thrown together. The album is fabulous. It came this week, and so making their debut on the show. Not the track that that Bandana played, Dead Wood, but this one is called Bloodstream.
You know you want me. You know you need me. You know you love me. You can't live a day without me. You know I'll be here at the end of the day. Oh, yeah. You've been working hard. Now it's time to play. I don't want to hurt you, but I will. I could be mistaken, but I could have sworn we had a deal. They don't know you like I do. They don't own you like I do. They don't soothe you like I do. They don't move you like I do. They will make you face reality. You know you never get the kind of good dream from me. I'm in your head, I'm in your lungs, I'm in your belly, I'm in your bloodstream. I'm in your head, I'm in your lungs, I'm in your belly, I'm in your bloodstream. I'm in your head, I'm in your lungs, I'm in your belly, I'm in your bloodstream. It's our little secret between you and me. You done nothing wrong, just don't tell your GP. I'm there in the smoke, I'm there at the bar. I've been in your dreams and I have seen who you are. They'll know you like I do. They don't own you like I do. They don't move you like I do. They don't soothe you like I do. They will make you face reality. You know you never get the kind of cool dream from me. I'm in your head, I'm in your lungs, I'm in your belly, I'm in your bloodstream. I'm in your head, I'm in your lungs, I'm in your belly, I'm in your bloodstream. I'm in your head, I'm in your lungs, I'm in your belly, I'm in your bloodstream. Oh.
Out of the deep south of England, that is. From Kent, Whitstable area, that's the band called The Dirty Words with David Migdon. And five-piece band, James Sedge on drums, Phil Scragg on bass, Philip Graham Mann on keyboard and trombone, Joe Gibson on guitar, and David Migdon on vocals, trumpet and piano as well. A great, great album. As I say, it's not pure blues, as you could hear there, but there's some great stuff on it. And I think all the tracks, my CD give tells me very little, apart from the fact it's got the record label, and that's about all. And so I assume that most of the tracks, I recognise none of them, I assume that most of the tracks are actually written by the band. You'll find links to them on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B and look for David Migden and the Dirty Words, and then you can get to their MySpace page. Okay, let's leave Kent and now head back for the USA and the home of the blues, Clarksdale. Here is the album bound for, called Jump Back Big T's in Town. Big T Williams, born in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and here is a track called Bound for Clarksdale.
Said I'm bound for Clarksdale, Mississippi town. Said I'm bound for Clarksdale, Mississippi town. I'm looking for my baby. My baby, she can't be found. Was born on a plantation in a small little shack. Was born on a plantation in a small little shack. Rolling in the big time, I want my baby back. Said I'm bound for Clarksdale, Mississippi town. Said I'm bound for Clarksdale, Mississippi town. Looking for my baby. My baby, she can't be found. Mama lived in a small house, in a small little shack. Mama lived in a small house, with the walls full of cracks. Collard greens and cornbread with a little fat back. I'm bound for Clarksdale, Mississippi town. Said I'm looking for my baby, she can't be found.
Just been released.
Well, yeah.
Oh yeah, brand spanking new, as they would say. That's Big T's in the house. Comes from Terry Big T Williams. That's a track called Bound for Clarksdale. He was he must be in his early 50s now, I guess, but brought up in Mississippi. And only, I think, started recording about 10 years ago and had, I think it's only a second or third CD anyway. It's really fine, and you'll find links to that on the Raven and the Blues page. This is the Raven and the Blues. Time for our live guest. Welcome back to Ollie Brown.
My little lady, sweet as can be. She's kind of crazy and out of her tree. Got bad habits that drive me mad. Some of them good, some are real bad. So I've been drinking, well, I've been thinking, what am I gonna do? She got something that keeps my heart jumping. Oh, what do I see in you? Keep all my options open. Keep all my options open. Keep all my options open and hoping that we can work it out. Another baby is looking so fine. She's down lazy, got no sense of time. Living in a dream world, and I'm cold and insane. And I have a problem being part of her game. So I've been thinking, well, I've been drinking, what am I gonna do? She got something that keeps my heart jumping. Oh, what do I see in you? Keep all my options open. Yeah. Keep all my options open, girl. Keep all my options open and hoping that we can work it out. Work it out, babe. Yeah.
The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and of course there's a podcast across the world. It's 3 years ago since Ollie was here last. Years in which a lot has happened, I guess, for you.
A lot has happened in the past 3 years. Pretty much everything. You caught me when I was just getting out there.
That's right. You came down with your father and you didn't have a record contract. You were searching for a record company to go with. You were doing some gigs, and you'd been to the States. But I mean, that was the beginning of it all.
Yeah, it was.
So where do we start in the 3 years? Let's go right back then to the record contract with Roof Records. That came shortly afterwards, didn't it, I guess?
Yeah, it did. We recorded the album in March, or the end of February. Mm-hmm. And it was the album's Open Road. And it was a good first album. I was really happy with it. I was excited to get it recorded. You know, I had so many songs I wanted to get down, and it was a great opportunity to get that music out.
When we spoke for the first time in the spring of 2007, is the Open Road album, is that kind of what you wanted? I mean, did it come out the way you hoped it was going to be, or did it change and grow and develop?
I think it changed and grew. I developed. I had a great producer, and he taught me a lot about the studio because it's so different to a live show. You know, I can make a mistake and laugh about it, but since you hear it in the CD, I'm just hearing it again and again all the time. But I loved it. It was a different experience. But the live shows for me are what I love more. But it was a great experience and a good education to learn how to record.
And of course, at that stage, when we met, you were busy putting material down, your writing numbers. And I guess from the one we just heard there, that's brand new. That's going to be on the new album, is it?
Yes.
So writing continues apace, does it?
Always. I love writing. I like writing new songs, try and find new hooks or something catchy or something. I mean, that song is Keeping My Options Open. Mm-hmm. And that's the new album's called Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. And in fact, that's a line out of that's a line out of this song.
Right. I was trying to work out before you came this morning. I was thinking, what was I doing when I was 17? And at 17, I was trying to get into a nightclub to pretend I was 18. By the time I was 20, I was a DJ in that club. A lot can happen in 3 years, and a lot has happened to you in the 3 years, hasn't it, really, in terms of the way things have changed and what's developed?
Oh, yeah. Lots growing. The venues are getting bigger. The turnouts are, you know, really showing up now. It's great to have such a great audience with me and a nice following growing. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, it's strange thinking it was 3 years ago when I was here, because just so much was beginning to happen, but now it's all really happening and going forward.
But you're perceived by many, many people in the business, the older guys especially, as the young face, the new guy coming through, barnstorming the way through the blues, aren't you?
I don't know. I have a lot of great supporters, you know, a lot of people that really want to help me out and push me further. And, I can't be more thankful for that. And as you said, the American thing, I have a great American band who always keep in touch and give me little advice and things to try out on stage. But, you know, everyone I've met has been absolutely fantastic. Everyone's just been such a great help and wanted to teach me something.
But some of the old guard, people like Walter Trout and things, you know, sort of you've worked with them and they say great things about you. And I mean, and they see you as, I think, as the new face of the blues coming through, don't they?
I don't know. I think they just love teaching and encourage people to play music. And yes. Walter Trout, I can't thank him enough, because I was on a big tour with him for a long while and he really helped get me out in the UK. I mean, Walter Trout's fantastic. It's a lot of young people coming to play blues music, and he really is a fantastic, I guess he's holding the torch for blues music for the younger generation, for me, just because of how he encourages young people to go on stage and play with him. You know, so many great guitarists to go on stage and play with him, and it's a pleasure. He's a phenomenal guy, just such a great man.
Paying it forward in the old fashioned way as well. So, as you say, the gigs are getting bigger and the festivals are getting bigger too. And so let's move forward a little while then to, let's move to this year. You've got Glastonbury coming up, which is going to be good.
Yeah, it's the first time they're doing a blues stage. It's a blues and jazz stage. Yeah. And it's just fantastic. And it's great to be part of it. I'm really excited.
I mean, they've had the Oz blues artist there, but it's been on a sort of a world stage or a general stage, hasn't it?
Exactly. So I think it shows how much the blues is kind of beginning to develop and get back into the music scene, you know, as a bit more popular.
Is that something that your agency was pushing, or did it just sort of come out of the blue to you?
It came out of the blue. It was something Glastonbury decided they wanted to get doing, which is just fantastic. It's great. You know, it's a great opportunity to take.
So what time of the day are you on?
On the Friday, I'm playing in the afternoon, and I believe on the Sunday, we're playing really quite late in the evening, which is great, because when you're doing if you're doing a Friday evening or a Saturday evening, you're competing against the main band.
That's right, you know,
Stevie Wonder's playing there, which I really can't wait to see. But it's a great time, because it gives people a chance. That's when people are going to look around and explore the music, and hopefully that's when I...
So you're going to spend the whole show, are you going to go to Glastonbury for the whole event, are you?
Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be there, and I can't wait. I've never been before, so, so I'm excited.
So much to do, and to go to your first Glastonbury and to be playing there as well.
Yeah.
And also, in the interview, we got, again, lots to get through. In the intervening years, you've got your own guitar as well now, haven't you?
This is it. This is the Vanquish Legend. It's a signature model. And
how did that come about?
I was playing a gig, it was a Walter Trout gig, I was playing the Robin 2, and I got approached by a man saying that there's a company interested about, you know, building a guitar for me, and I was a bit skeptical at first. You know, it's one thing guys saying, oh, build your guitar and things, and eventually he sent me some pictures and showed me what the guitars were like, and they were stunning. But it still felt a bit weird. And we did a meet up and they showed me some
weird in the sense, because you just expect, you know, it's a bit early in your career, you mean,
It just didn't feel quite right. It seems weird someone wants to give you a guitar, you know, it doesn't...
And name it after you, yes.
Exactly, that's build right. it. And it was fantastic. You know, they bought some guitars over, they lent me one for a month, which was fantastic. To let me borrow a guitar for a month that was long to someone else. And I fell in love with them. You know, I wouldn't want my name on them if I didn't like them.
And so did you imprint your style on them as well? Did you sort of put ideas back into the system for the design? And
The whole shape, the whole body shape and the style is that kind of... The Legend is like that style, like a Strata is. The looks the same way. I mean, the neck is nice and thick because I have long, skinny fingers, so I needed a big neck. But the wood as well, we really wanted this wild wood for the top.
It's fabulous,
and the pickups are overwound a bit more to get a bit of a more driven, hot sound. But it's stunning. I just love it.
So it's your guitar of choice on stage now, is it, all the time?
I have two, because they built me a second one. They built me a single cut, so it's kind of like almost like a Gibson Les Paul style. But it's stunning, and it's a semi-hollow, and it has the Vanquish logo cut in, and it's stunning. I can't decide between either of them. They have complete different sounds, and I love them both.
Do you compose with one as opposed to the other, if you know what I mean?
Do I compose with one or write?
Yeah, I mean, do you have? Is there one of them which is your kind of writing guitar?
It's whatever guitar is closest to me. If I find a song I want to play, then I just pick one up. I have a few in my room now, so.
We've got a new album coming out very soon. Let's have some more music. Is it going to be off a new album too?
Yep. It's a song called I Can Make Your Day. All right.
Always get what I want, and girl, I want you. I wanna take it to my place, babe, show you a thing or two. I don't care about your man, anything he can do. Ollie Brown can do better. Trust in what I say, I can make your day. Come close to me, well, let me whisper in your ear. I wanna be with you, girl, somewhere far from here. I don't care about your man, anything you can do, I can do better. Trust in what I say, I can make your day. Oh, I'll give you everything, girl, and so much more, and so much more.
In what I say, Ollie Brown can make your day. Ollie Brown recorded live here on Houseboat on the Thames, I Can Make Your Day, from the new album, which is released at the end of this week. And you can hear the complete session with Ollie, two more tracks and loads more conversation, how it was to work with Mike Vernon as the producer of the new album, whole range of things. And you'll find the links to that on the Raven and the Blues page, and that's raven.dj/R&B. Look for the photograph of Ollie Brown near the top and click on the link underneath, and there's a video as well. It's a static camera video, but you can see Ollie talking and playing as well. The joyous thing is that he was 17 when he came 3 years ago, and you'd imagine there for that three hectic years may have changed him, but he's still the same super guy that he was when I first met him. Ollie Brown, the Raven and the Blues. Here's Elvin Bishop from his album from a couple of years ago, The Blues Rolls On, and here he is with Angela Straley and John Nemeth, and I Found Out.
Oh, It's how she rolls.
CD is called The Blues Rolls On. James Cotton on harmonica, Angela Straley and John Nemeth together with Elvin Bishop, and I Found Out. On the day that Ollie Brown came to the studios, that evening we went to our local kind of blues bar, which is a short bus ride away, and saw Papa George. Haven't seen him for ages, and we tried to set up a date for him to come down and do another live session here in the studio. George did say, I haven't written much new stuff. I said, that's all right, you can come down. He was together there with Steve Simpson, a great, great duo together, and it was a super evening. Here is Papa George from a couple of years ago, live at the Ram Jam Club, and a track which is called Runaway Boogie.
Traffic's bad, I need to get my yellow fever jab. Get on board a jumbo jet plane, I don't wanna wait another day. Run away, run away boogie with me. Run away boogie baby, run away boogie with me, yeah. I have enough to make it last this. Two more stops to go after Caracas. Can't wait to get out of my seat. Feel that South American heat. Run away, run away boogie with me. Run away boogie baby, run away boogie with me. Saturday night, you're gonna find you can't stop moving. The party's hot, but you can't stop it. Everybody boogie in the tropics. From San Juan to San Diego, I know a lot of folk and I speak a little lingo. I get a rattle right out of my seat. Feel that South American heat. Run away, run away boogie with me. Run away boogie, run away boogie with me. I wanna run away. Saturday night that you're gonna find you can't stop moving. The party is hopping, but you can't stop it. Everybody boogie in the tropics. Last stop to sink on point this. I get a shoe shine for a couple of dollars. Down the road about a two or three blocks, you can dance on the at the Blue Rock. Run away, run away.
The DVD and the CD came out about 3 years ago. It's called Papa George Live at the Ram Jam Club. And there he is with a track he wrote some, I guess, about 10 years ago called Runaway Boogie. And I saw him at Sammy's Bar in Teddington, about a couple of miles away from where I live. The nice thing about Sammy's Bar, amazingly, is because it's in a residential, posh, built-up area, they are very limited to how much sound they can make. Otherwise, they get complaints and they can't have live music. So when they had a disco there about 6 months ago for a wedding, people complained bitterly. So when the bands come, they're told, you have to be really quiet. And they've all sort of said, yeah, we're okay with that. And actually, when you hear a blues band close up and personal, not much louder than your average hi-fi, it's absolutely fabulous. I mean, we're sitting about 6 feet away from the band, so it really is very close and personal, and yet it's not deafeningly loud, and it's getting a bigger and bigger crowd all the time, which is fun. If you live in the Teddington area, it's worth going every couple of weeks to Sammy's Bar for a blues band every Wednesday evening. Next on the show, a track from an album which came out about 6 or 8 months ago. Might even be longer than that, the way the time flies. The CD is called Twisted, comes from Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, and here is a track which is called A Ton of Money. What a good idea.
You ain't got no love life, the world's just passing you by. Everything good that happens seems like it happens to the other guy. Driving around in your regular back, when you're beat up clothes. Don't know what your problem is, better ask the man who knows what you need. You need a ton of money, a ton of money. Better try to get a ton of money. A ton of money, a ton of money. Ooh. A ton of money, a ton of money. I ain't saying that it's right, but that's just the way that it is. Man gon' get his. You can't get respect on a short paycheck, you just don't qualify. Don't go saying but the name of the game, spell M-O-N-E-Y. What you need?
A ton of money, a ton of money.
That's how to find
a ton of money, a ton of money.
Get yourself
a ton of money.
Thank you.
nothing coming. So, brother, please don't kid yourself. If you wasn't born with no silver spoon, you got to play the hand you dealt. Stack to hold you back, so get ready to go to war with all the needy folks and the greedy folks, and everybody just grab a fall. You need a ton of money, a ton of money. Be a ton of money, a ton of money. Be a ton of money, a ton of money. Be a ton of money, a ton of money. A ton of money, a ton of money.
The retirement of little Charlie, Rick Estrin stepped from the back to the front, and the Nightcats became Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, and their first CD with him as lead came out last year at Alligator Records called Twisted, and that's a track called A Ton of Money. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues for this week. The sun's been out here in the UK. It's been fabulous weather. It almost seems like summer is on its way, which is good news. I hope the weather's been shining on you as well. Not the hope the sun has been shining on you, not as much as the weather shining on you. If you want to drop me an email, it's dave@raven.dj. Website, of course, raven.dj/R&B. And don't forget, if you've got an iPhone, an iPod Touch, or even one of the new iPads, lucky devil, then the Raven the Blues iPhone app will work very well for all of those things. $1.99 from the iTunes store. Again, you'll find the links on the Raven the Blues page. Let's close with a new album from Tutu Jones, a soul man, really, in terms of his voice. But here is a great instrumental track to close the programme. From his brand new album, here's something called Six Pack. Have a great week wherever you are in the world. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.